I want to create a substantial introduction here to co-creation and what that really means. What is co-creation? You've written a book with Carolyn Anderson. You've created coaching and programs and all kinds of educational formats. You have mastered that word, and I really presence that in that when I speak about co-creation out in the world, if I'm speaking or teaching or coaching, I always come back to your definition of co-creation, along with Barbara Marx Hubbard. It seems that a lot of people, it's a buzzword now. You guys have you coined this word. You brought this beautiful book forward. You've done this living co-creation thing, and a lot of people are using that word, but oftentimes I hear it used, perhaps misused, as cooperating or collaborating, that we're going to work on a project together, so we're going to co-create something new. And I would love for you to help us deepen into the opportunity, the possibility in that word and in that process, and what that really means for us. So, can you explain what is co-creation?
Well, for Carolyn and I, as we've expressed it in the Co-Creator's Handbook, it's really that deep alignment with the laws of creation, honoring one another, honoring the divinity in one another, and moving beyond our egoic projections into the world to connecting with our essence and working in a resonant field together to really allow what wants to happen to come through us. So it's much more of a feminine gesture of opening and embracing and allowing rather than making something happen or projecting. And it's certainly a movement from the dominant culture of power over to a empowered circle or empowerment of individual gifts to come together in power with each other, so that we're expressing our innate genius. And for me, Makash and I actually met and engaged in Barbara's Marx Hubbard SynCon process in 1974 as we were organizing an international festival in Boulder. And that was the first place that I heard the word co-creation. And she certainly didn't, she brought that forth. I think she was one of the first people to use it, maybe along with Findhorn community in Scotland. And from there, I feel like we were living that, but not necessarily understanding the innate qualities of it, just being it. And then in about a decade later, came together with Carolyn, and Carolyn and Barbara had really brought it into form, articulated it, and defined processes and a whole core group process moving through various exercises or understandings, from moving from ego to essence to bringing forth a co-creative culture. So when we came together with Carolyn and joined with Global Family and founded Hummingbird and all the phases of the Co-Creator's Handbook, has been a journey of both teaching it, but also what does it mean to really live it 24/7? So
Yeah.
that, and that's really been the essence of Hummingbird, or one of the essential reasons we started Hummingbird, was to create a living laboratory for experimenting with what does it mean to live it.
And what have you learned? What have you learned about the qualitative aspects of life when you're living co-creatively? And I love how you presence this more feminine quality of opening, embracing, allowing, and deepening into that aspect of life. And I say that because we're on the precipice of great change. And to me, when I hear you speak of co-creation, the wisdom of a process that brings us into that alignment with that designing intelligence really carries the template of moving forward. So let's start with, what have you learned from living co-creation? And then we'll move into, and how might that help us move forward on the planet right now?
Yeah, boy. I think the principles and practices of co-creation are so essential in these transformational times, in these precarious times in which we live. And to really co-create together, you need to be in resonance with one another. So that means working through all the egoic edges that we all embody and that we've come into incarnation to learn and grow and come into deeper alignment with our soul essence. But through our conditioning, through all the influences of the dominant culture, we've developed particular habits and live in that conditioning or trauma, wounds, whatever one, however one might refer to them. So to truly, it's an alchemical process, actually, I think, and we say it's a relational path to awakening. So that in the process of co-creating together, one is really working all those edges that might move into projecting or making another wrong or being in some form of separation. And to truly co-create together means healing and resolving and bringing the relational field back into wholeness. So it's a dynamic path of consciousness and of healing. We refer to it as a metamorphic journey, like the caterpillar to the butterfly. And it's never ending. I mean, just as the awakening process is continually unfolding within one, really being in a co-creative process allows for a deep internal journey. It requires it, a deep internal journey. So I feel that, you know, all of what in our hearts, I feel we all are yearning in terms of transformation requires that the internal work to allow and then bring into the external form what we're learning and how that then transforms the systems.